Welcome to another episode on Coco series. And this time, I'll be making a series on some words of encouragement and hope and letters to my sister, to my niece, to my friend, to my daughter, to every other young lady, female, girl, child, baby out there. And I hope that you enjoy the series. Thank you. Dear Kanoni, how are you? I'm not asking this as a regular question that needs a straightforward answer, but I am asking with a concerned and caring heart, hoping that you'll answer with all honesty. And again I ask, how are you? Now that I know how you're faring, I want you to know that I will always pray for you and I will always show you off to the world. Just so you know, I wish you the very best in life and will never hesitate to give you a shoulder to cry on, a path to walk on, a table to sit on, and a meal to eat from. I will always do my best to guide, love, protect, and be there for you in ways that I can. Now that's because I love you and you mean the world to me, so I'll defend and fight for you, I'll root for you and cheer you on. And no matter how far apart we are or how good or bad it gets in future, I need you to always know that I got you. I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you when it gets so hard. I got you when you don't have anybody to talk to. I got you when you feel left alone. I got you when you feel isolated. I got you when you feel depressed. I got you when you're thinking suicidal. I got you. I got you, and yes, I will always have you in mind. Because I care for you, I care about you, I care about your present, I care about your past, and I care about your future. And I hope that this makes you know and understand that there's someone out there who cares for you, and I love you. Thank you for listening to Coco Series. Kanoni, the sister of my life. I know that sometimes you feel so alone despite the fact that you're surrounded with lots and tons of people. But do not ever think that because I am far away in Kenya or Rwanda and speaking Swahili, on a safari ride in Zimbabwe or South Africa, in northern Nigeria or Ghana, or probably on a vacation in Jamaica, that I have forgotten you so. No. I would never do that. And no matter how far apart we are, or how many countries I get to visit, how many languages I speak, or how many adopted sisters or friends I get to have, I will always take pictures and make memories to share with you. You are important to me, and whatever I do for me, I do for you, my unborn kids, our friends, our sisters in the world, our neighbors. You may be wondering why I made this for you. Well, I figured I wouldn't always be there to give you as many advices and share as many experiences from my hustled lifestyle with you. Hence, I made this podcast, I made this series, I made this voice notes to fill a little void, just a little. Maybe it's much. But this isn't only about you. It's about you sharing the same advice and experiences with your nieces, with your friends, with your neighbors, and those who may never get to meet me in person for a chat and a sleepover like we share. I want you to know that I love you, and I'll always encourage and support you. I'll always look out for ways to help you grow, help you know what I know, and help you know the people that I know. I want you to know that the world is out there waiting for you to do exploits, to make a difference, to live a life of impact, even if it means being happy. Happiness is a major factor. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel fulfilled. I want you to be yourself. I want you to explore I want you to have a great time. And don't forget or ever doubt my love for you. Love, Coco Series.
Kanoni, my sunshine. Do you remember my friend Ebony? The one who usually came to the house for sleepovers. Yes, the one who always had so many boy and man dramas in her life. I know you do. Be calm, I'll tell you about it. So after her last series of failed relationships, she met someone who was married, yes? But he had marital issues and was at the verge of getting a divorce. That is if he's not even divorced now. She decided to try out this one. From the time he was married up until his divorce period and all. You know, when you think about what the society would say about having an affair with a married man and this and that. Well, this one made her really happy. He gave her peace and of course he showered her with gifts. So what more would a girl want? So when she came to me about this new journey of friendship with him, remember they were just friends. And they had never made love. Don't forget that part. Yes, that's possible too, depending on you and the man. And she is a virgin. So it was a bit difficult and it was easy at the same time. But he respected the fact that she was. When she told me about it, my advice to her was to simply embrace the journey. To trust the process and most importantly communicate her feelings to the man and God who knows them both so well. Why am I telling you this? I need you to understand that yes, you can remain a virgin and still have a good friend and a good relationship with a man eventually. The most important thing is you communicating how you feel, have communication with each other and have an understanding. You might be able to compromise, but you should communicate how you feel, what you want and don't want. Yes, you can compromise, like I said, you can agree on something. But if he wants you, he'll stay. And if he isn't comfortable about it, he'll leave. But if losing your virginity is something you don't want to do, you're not up to it just yet, then my dear, when it's time, the right person will come around, okay? And I don't know how you might feel about this, but I just need you to know that sometimes the people who give us happiness and peace and joy may not be generally accepted by others, but if that is what is prior to you, if that is what is priority to you, if that is what makes you happy, then please go ahead. And don't let society, don't let anything stop you from achieving your own happiness. Okay? Take care of yourself. I love you. Coco Series. My darling Kanoni, so about this whole virginity talk, I have nothing against you if you want to get done with it or probably preserve it. What matters is doing what makes you happy and also taking responsibility for your actions. So if you decide to keep it to your wedding night or for the right man or maybe however you want to get it done, whenever too, that is totally on you. If you decide you don't want to wait till then, that is also on you. And if you've already had sex, then that's fine. But if you are taken advantage of by another man, well, I'm sorry about that too. And I hope you were able to sort out yourself, get counsel from a health practitioner, do some checkups and tests, or contact someone in the child rights agency for help and all. You know you can always talk or reach out to me, no matter what. And there are buddies and people you can also reach out to. I'll be willing to help with whatever it is. So just so you know, if you eventually decide on getting this virgin early in life, there are things you must know about just yet, about your body, about the pains, about the after effects, which sometimes are infections, unwanted pregnancy, and even the mixed feelings you have and dealing with the man's later actions and all. It could go right and it could go all wrong. You never can tell. So always talk to someone who knows better and is willing to share experiences and guide you through the process, whatever you decide. Okay? You can always keep your virginity too and learn how to cope with the emotional imbalance, with feelings of being left out and all. But simply communicate with someone you trust and are comfortable with. You know you can always reach out to me. You can always talk to a therapist. You can always talk to someone older. You can always talk to maybe a health personnel. You can always talk to another person in an authority who is an authority figure or you are comfortable with, you know, because someone your age and someone in your circle might not know it all. And yes, you can always ask questions. Please and please, please do not just make decisions on your own end and have to deal with the consequences all by yourself. No, reach out to people, ask questions, get help if you need. And don't be ashamed to express how you feel. Don't be ashamed to talk about it. Don't be ashamed to talk about the way you feel, the things you want. Help won't come unless you go seeking for it. Alright? Take care of yourself. I love you. Coco Series. Kanoni, my love. So I even forgot narrating to you my experience with that Yoruba Muslim guy I met, Kashim. You know I keep telling you to build friendships more than relationships, but you're always so stubborn and mostly in need of a boyfriend that will make you feel loved and whom you can love in return. Now don't quote me wrong, that is really great, but sometimes you just need that one male friend who will make you feel this way. Without you having to commit and without either of you taking advantage of each other, you know. Yes, it's normal to probably have feelings, but if it'll ruin your friendship, then don't you dare destroy this with all that mushiness of yours. So here's the thing, Kashim and I started off on social media. Should I say social media? Yes, social media. And we've had a few ups and downs, more ups than downs, actually. Yes, he makes me so happy, you have no idea. And I won't lie to you, I do have feelings. And he does too. And I don't know if I should have feelings, but I know I should, I can have feelings. Yeah, I can have feelings. So remember the Mohammed and Shalewa story in Skinny Girl in Transit? I know you saw that series. If you didn't see that web series, you need to go on YouTube and check it out. Yes, you can take your time out and check out, was it 6 or 7 series? I think so, about 7 seasons or 6. You can check it out for yourself. You need to see it so you understand better. So that is almost our story. But in our case, Kashim is miles away. Oh my God. He doesn't want a relationship or a commitment now, and he's from a very wealthy family, plus he's Muslim. Again, I don't need to remind you, it's not like I wouldn't want him because of his religious status, but you know what society says about this whole religion thing, and for the fact that he's an only child and all, and we're still trying to sort out our career issues. So my dear, your sister has had to deal with all of that. And even when I know we may never work out, or we might work out, it's a possibility. But especially with our differences, I think I've chosen to let love lead. Whatever will be, will be. I've chosen to embrace the journey. Yes, in as much as, yeah, I can give it my best shot, I can do what I can, but then I want to build friendship and take it a day at a time, because honestly, I can't come and kill myself. Mm-mm-mm. I won't do that. And yes, I know we are compatible right now, but all the differences in our lives at the moment has made me realize that sometimes being friends is worth more. And I don't want to lose him through being committed. Am I saying I don't want to lose him? No. I don't want to lose the connection that we have. I don't want to lose the bond, the friendship, the network. Because he's a network. I won't lie about that. And I don't want to lose it because of being in a relationship and having this tag. Relationship. No way. So my dear, I just want to stress on the fact that friendship is more important sometimes. Most important. You need friendship to be in a relationship, first of all. So build friendship. Love, Coco Series. Dear Kanoni, I know I passively told you about my conversation with Oma, my friend, where she kept talking about the whole body count thing. Okay, so I'm going to give you the details now. So she was like, it was important for whoever you are going to be in a relationship with to know about your body count and all. And I was like, is it really important? So, not for any reason, but I think your body count is personal to you, you know? Like, it's a personal thing, and it doesn't matter, does it? No, it doesn't matter. If you know how to take care of yourself, if you know how to keep yourself healthy and well and all of that, then I don't think it matters. Yes, you can. You should definitely know your status. You should definitely know your body count. But it's a personal thing. And I don't think you discussing it in public, discussing it in the open with people is necessary. Because some people might use it against you. I know there was one time I did discuss my body count with somebody, and sincerely, I regret that I made that statement. I regret that I gave out that information. I think that's one of the things I regret in life, was who fucking cares? Whatever the person is gonna use it for, I don't care. But that was then, so there's no valid proof that, oh, this is it, because there were no names mentioned, there were no places mentioned, no strings attached to the conversation. So that's that. As far as that is concerned, I'll quote this guy from Faces. Have you seen that series? You need to see it. It's a new series. Yeah, it's called Faces. Check out YouTube. Phases. Yes, that is it. You like it, trust me. So, back to the body count talk. Your body count is personal to you. It only matters if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're really comfortable and you're free to talk about it and you want to talk about it and you both need to talk about it. But if it doesn't come up, then my dear, leave it. Some people don't want to know, some don't care, some are not after your body count, they're only after you and not your past. In as much as, yeah, they might know a bit about your past. Some want to know everything. Some do not want to know everything. Some just need the ice. Some just need the icing and not the cake itself. So, my dear, your body count is personal, okay? You don't have to discuss it. And yes, you can add that to the zipped files in your folder. And please do take care of yourself and be healthy, be safe, be careful out there. And don't forget to check up your status every now and then. Don't forget to do some health checkups also every now and then. You need it. Trust me.